says that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he slept on a chatai, a straw mat, and he stood up, and we could see the signs of the straw mats on his right hand, on his side. قُلْنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ We said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَوْ اتَّخَذْنَا عَلَيْكَ وِطَاعًا Can we put something down for you like a mattress? Something to soften up, to cushion up, so that you can sleep better. فَقَالَ مَا لِي وَلِلدُّنْيَا Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that, what relationship do I have with this world? مَا أَنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا كَرَاكِبٍ The only thing, or the example of myself and this world is like a rider. اِسْتَظَلَّ تَحْتَ شَجَرَةٍ He takes, when he's riding, after some time he'll stop by one tree, he'll take some shade, he'll take some benefit to the extent of necessity. ثُمَّ رَاحَ وَتَرَكَهَا And what he needed and what was necessary, that's what he took. And then after he proceeded and he left the shade. So this is my example. So yeah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us that what a person needs and what necessity he should take, he should take. But beyond that, he should try and create a tabiat such, a tabiat that is not accustomed to luxuries and not desiring luxuries and not desiring affluence and etc. all the time. So this was the personal tabiat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he could make do just a straw mat, that was enough for him. So this was his level of disinclination from this dunya. Something for us to continuously aspire for. There's nothing wrong for a person to have things of the dunya that he uses, but that desire shouldn't be there in the heart to continuously aspire for more and more and more, because then there's no end. Person wants to go for one holiday, then he decides he wants to go for another holiday, then he wants to go for another. So there's no end to this. So therefore this desire for luxuries shouldn't be there. Not that a person can't have anything. He can have, but that continuous desire person should build in his heart, rather have the desire to focus on akhirat than focusing on the luxuries of this world. The other hadith we did on Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yadkhulu al-fuqara al-jannata qabla al-aghniya bi 500 amin rawahu al-Tirmidhi. That Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the poor people will enter Jannah 500 years before the rich. So if a person is poor in this dunya, there's nothing for him to be sad about. You can think about a hadith like this, that Allah will give us that honor on the day of Qiyamah by entering Jannah half a day before the rich people. There's one condition here. Obviously that one condition is that he must be happy in that condition that Allah Pak has kept him. It mustn't be such that he's a poor person but he's aspiring to become rich all the time. It is just that he's taqdeer that he can't become rich. Because then his hisab won't be like those that Allah Pak, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is speaking here. It's those that are genuinely happy with the condition Allah has put them. They've got piety, etc. Another thing ulama explained, it doesn't mean a person has got wealth. That definitely now every person that is poor will go before him. It doesn't mean that. Because this generally is a situation when a person stays away from the dunya, then Allah Pak makes it such that he also stays away from guna generally. Where a person is pious, muttaqi, and he doesn't have too much of affluence and influence in terms of wealth, etc. So he manages to stay away. So the hadith is speaking about general terms of poor people. And this is the favor Allah Pak will give them. Allah Pak is very fair in his system. He had given the rich something in his dunya. In the akhirat also, those that were pious, those had taqwa, those who were happy with the condition, this is the favor Allah Pak will give them. He'll honor them by giving them half a day's entry before the rich. The other thing ulama explained is because the more a person has, the more he'll have to account for. Therefore you'll find our pious people that towards the ending of their life, they will hardly try to keep anything in their name. Hardly try to keep anything in their name. Everything they will try to give away, so that on the day of Qiyamah they'll have very little to answer for in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other hadith we did on Ibn Abbas wa Imran ibn Husayn radiallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, yattala'atu fil jannati faraitu akthara ahliha al-fuqara. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentions that I had a peep, I had a glimpse of Jannah and I found that most of the occupants were poor people. وَطَلَعْتُ فِي النَّارِ فَرَأَيْتُ أَكْثَرَ أَهْلِهَا النِّسَاءَ And I had a peep, had a glimpse of Jahannam and I found that most of the occupants were women. Now here we explain that this took place at the time of Mi'raj and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was shown these things. And one of the reasons why women have been mentioned here in another hadith it comes that تُكْثِرْنَا اللَّعْنَا وَتَكْفُرْنَا الْعَشِيرَ is this ability and this quality that they have of continuously cursing. When they upset, then they curse. Very easily curses come out of their mouth. And the other thing is their ungratefulness towards their husbands. And this is no small thing. That a woman that is ungrateful towards her husband, Allah Pak does not appreciate that. And this is the reason Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that most of them will be put in the fire of Jahannam. or the most of the occupants of the fire of Jahannam will be women. Another thing ulama explained from this hadith is that this was at the time that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had seen it. So if a person obviously is a woman, they shouldn't feel disheartened that the fact that now we are going to be the most, but rather take lesson at what is the cause. And from the man's perspective, as we mentioned yesterday, when they see these things occurring from a woman, that the fact that they curse so easily, those type of words come out of their mouth so easily, and the other thing is they're being ungrateful for all the effort that the husband has made, then what they should do is they should say, Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam has spoken 100% truth. He has warned me about this, so I should be one more intelligent rather than acting with bad akhlaq, rather than I displaying bad akhlaq. So he should display one better akhlaq. See, this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has warned me, that when a woman has been confronted with small inconvenience, these approximate words of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they've been confronted with some small inconvenience, then what they do is they say to their husband that we never experienced any good from you. We haven't experienced any good from you. So easily those words come. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that even if their husbands were kind to them for their entire lives, for the ending part of their life, they'll say, you've done nothing. So the husband shouldn't get upset now. How can she say that and done so much? You should just think of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These were the prediction of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and these were what he said. So we have to be one more intelligent and bear that also with tolerance. Today's hadith, an Usama ibn Zayd radiyallahu anhuma ala Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam qala qumtu ala babil jannah fakana amatun man dakhalaha al masakin wa ashabul jaddi mahbusun غير أن أصحاب النار قد أمر بهم إلى النار متفق عليه. حضرت أسامة بن زيد رضي الله عنهما. He reports from رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that قمت على باب الجنة. I stood at the door of جنة. نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام is saying, and the most people, or the people that majority of the people that entered it were masakin, were the destitute. Sometimes when we see people of this condition who are poor, destitute, etc., we should actually encourage them with these words. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that he stood by the door of Jannat and he looked into Jannat and he seen that most of the people that were there were the destitute. Was habul jannati mahbusun, and at that time the wealthy people were being held back. A person who's got a bigger wholesale, his stock count will take much more longer than a person who's got a small tea room. His stock count will take place very quickly. So on the day of Qiyamah, the stock count of the wealthy will take much more longer. So this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying. Except, and then he says that the people of Jahannam had already been commanded and they were sent into Jahannam. So this was the condition. So long they were delayed. In other words, those that were given the verdict of Jahannam were gone. The poor were already gone into Jannat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying. And the people with a lot of wealth, they had to account for more. So this also makes it happy for a person who doesn't have too much, that the less I have, so psychologically he feels nice. Otherwise the poor person can feel very depressed that I don't have. Psychologically he feels nice, I've got less, my stock take will be much easier on the day of Qiyamah, hopefully inshallah, and Allah will give me that honor. So inside he'll feel nice and he'll feel comfortable. He won't be aspiring all the time to be like that rich person who he can't be like. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq and make it amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin walhamdulillah.